More importantly, what you really need to tell us about is the new Superman film, which
I
are going to review.
Well, as I tend to most Friday mornings, I took myself along to the cinema, displaying my lonely credentials, went to see Man of Steel by myself again, 3 weeks behind everybody else. Could have gone and seen something that was out this week, but no, I wanted to see Superman. So, although it's not actually Superman, we should get this out of the way very early on. It's Man of Steel.
That is correct.
Whatever, it's not Superman. You mustn't call it Superman. But so it's basically Superman.
Hit us.
Okay. Well, the setup is that we start on this planet of Krypton. Krypton's falling to bits. The world's collapsing. Jor-El, played by Russell Crowe, is trying his best to save the race, pretty much. It's pretty trying circumstances, to be honest.
Yeah.
General Zod, played by Michael Shannon, he attempts a coup. Some pretty significant stuff happens. I'm not going to spoil it, though, because it's a great opening sequence. And Jor-El's newborn baby son, who is quite obviously going to be Superman, gets fired off into space to go to Earth and kind of live out, and he's going to be the sole survivor from Krypton. From that, we get a few sort of grizzled... We get a jump forward in time to sort of Clark Kent being this kind of grizzled drifter type. His sort of sequences of Henry Cavill looking kind of angry and not fitting in and kind of being an outcast and saving some people and that sort of stuff, and that's also sort of interspersed with some of his childhood, and but we all know what's coming. Zod is going to come and get him and stuff's going to go down, basically, and that's the setup of the film in a nutshell. Lauren's seen it as well, haven't you, Lauren?
Yeah.
You have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was quite good. I thought it was all right. It's kind of a film where there's some stuff in it that's really good, and then there's some stuff in it which is just dreadful as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of evens itself out on the scales. It just ends up being quite average, really. I went in with very high expectations because this had one name attached to it, which made me really quite excited. And it's made all comic book fans excited for quite some time. It's Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan wrote the script, but he co-wrote the story. And he produced it. His film company, Syncope Films, they produced it. And obviously he's attached to Batman, and he's never directed a bad film. All of his films are good. He obviously did a fantastic job rebooting Batman.
Yeah.
And obviously that's become sort of the DC Comics vehicle. And Marvel kind of churn out these flashier comic book films, and DC do these grittier character-based comic book films. So I was quite excited. It was directed by Zack Snyder, who directed 300, Watchmen. He's kind of more known for style over substance, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, and everybody was kind of wanting him to sort of spread his wings and go into something a bit more. I have to say, for at least the first two-thirds of it, I was in, and I'm a sucker for small-town America. Flannel shirts, men in white t-shirts with engine oil all over it.
This is pretty much how you look, actually.
Pickup truck. I know, Dan. I mean, I'm one of my favourite films is No Country for Old Men,
really?
Mainly just because it's men in flannel shirts going round being men, and that's kind of, I love that, and I love it. I love pickup trucks, acres of cornfields, you know, and people looking haggard and worn down at everyday life. And I really like small town America, and I also like the drifter thing that's going on. There was I think it's the Wolverine Origins film for X-Men, and Wolverine's kind of going from town to town in a big coat, and he doesn't fit in, he's got a big old beard, and I like that as well. I like that drifter setup. Kevin Costner plays Clark Kent's dad, I think Jonathan Kent, and he looks delightfully haggard and worn down by the whole of it, and he's really good, and that all of that is brilliant, and I loved it. That said, it's not perfect, because performance-wise, everybody's on autopilot.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I love Henry Cavill, mainly because he's just the most attractive man I've ever seen. He is, I mean, men, women alike are just going to fall over. And he was on Graham Norton a few weeks ago promoting the film, and he's a charming guy, he's, you know, and I which made me want to like him. His performance isn't that brilliant, but if you look at him, he is just Superman.
I think he's too good looking.
Yeah, there we go. Lauren's maybe said it there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the chiseled face, you know, the black hair. But it's kind of... There are some actors as well who are quite underused. Michael Shannon's all right as Zod, but I get the impression he's on autopilot as well. He does this kind of really angry face quite well. But that's kind
Zod,
of what he does.
I mean, come on. Look,
but that's Superman kind of heritage. That goes back in the comic books and things like that. Yeah, yeah, so don't criticise that, Dan. You'll have the comic book fans on you.
I know, yes.
But, I mean, Lawrence Fishburne, for example, he's Perry White, who's the editor of the Daily Planet. And he's a really good actor. Massive, hard-hitting actor. Good in everything he does. I mean, he's brilliant. He was brilliant in CSI when he was in CSI for a few seasons. And he's not really in it. He's quite underused. Also, and this is becoming a real bugbear for me, I came on and reviewed Iron Man 3 a few weeks ago. And, it's probably over a month ago now. And I spoke then of how uninterested I am in the final showdowns where... guys just hit each other. And I know it's got to happen at some point. And I know you go to see a superhero film and that's kind of what you get. But the problem is I think the superhero films have become such a mainstay now of kind of cinema, Western cinema anyway, that they're churning them out, and they have been, and it's kind of picking up its stride now, Avengers and all this sort of thing. And I genuinely think there's a problem for filmmakers in that... we've seen it so many times now that there's some guy with superhero powers, and there's a bad guy with the same superhero powers, and stuff's going to happen, but eventually they're just going to end up hitting each other. And how you make that interesting, I don't know, but it's becoming a bit boring and tedious now. And the same's true of Man of Steel. I mean, yeah, it's quite worrying, really.
Well, Charles... unfortunately, we've only got 5 minutes left.
Okay, well...
give us your star rating.
I tried to discreetly point out...
I was on a roll there. One other thing as well.
Go on.
Zod is a general. He's General Zod. General Zod. A lot's made of this. He's a general. And Superman, he's the son of a scientist and a farmer. And he's somehow supposed to stand toe-to-toe with Zod in battle. I mean, what's that about? And the problem is, when you start questioning the realms of, like, possibility with that... the whole thing's gone, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would say star-wise, I think it's 2.5
out of 5.
Out of 5, yeah.